Now, I want to speak to Dr. David Marshall, who's the director of the census and population stats in this part of the world. And you hear the ad on the radio quite regularly now for what sounds like a trial census. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, just to remind people of this ad that's running on the radio that people are asking us about, and tell me what you guys are up to.
Okay, well, Frank, I work for the Northern Ireland Statistics and Research Agency, and currently we're running a sort of a mini census in Northern Ireland. The census itself happens only once every 10 years, and it gives us a really accurate picture of the number of people and the number of households in Northern Ireland. This really important information is used by the public sector and indeed the private sector. But in the public sector, things like how many doctor surgeries are required and those sorts of things. In terms of the rehearsal itself or the mini census, we're currently running that through the month of October. It'll help us understand how to run the systems and services when we come to the main census in just over a year's time. We've picked three particular areas across Northern Ireland, Frank. Areas in the South and East Belfast District Council, and in Craigavon and Portadown, and then in West Fermanagh. And we're running the mini census in those areas because it's important that we fully understand different parts of Northern Ireland and how the census would work across various different characteristics like urban, rural, people who are non-English speakers, and indeed things like student populations, those sorts of things. So that's why we're trialling it in different parts of Northern Ireland at the minute.
So South and East Belfast, just over 7,000 homes. Craigavon, again, just over 7,000. And over in West Fermanagh, just short of 4,500 will be monitored. Now, is there any onus on people to actually take part? Must you fill in this census?
So the mini census, the rehearsal we're running now, it's important that people who live, those 19,000 households that live in those rehearsal areas take part. The more people that take part or respond, the more accurate information we'll have, Frank, about helping us plan for the census itself. If someone doesn't wish to take part, then they can let us know by either calling us on the call centre, or indeed when we're going to visit door to door as well, they can say they don't want to take part. In terms of the number, if they don't want to take part, or indeed if they want more information about the census itself, they can go to 0800 328 2021 2021. Or they can go to the website, which is census.gov.uk/ni.
Some people are very suspicious, aren't they? They think that their private information will get into the wrong hands.
The census is singularly used to provide statistical information to support delivery of public services. We do not and will not ever supply census information to any other part of government in terms of direct information about individuals. The safety of the information, Frank, is our top priority. We've made public statements about the privacy of the census. The census itself, the statistical information, is completely anonymous. We will not and never will share public information, personal information publicly. We have very strict security regimes. We work with our colleagues in Great Britain in terms of the delivery of the census, in terms of the IT systems, and they're the best in class. And I will give a guarantee today that we will ensure that the information is held and maintained securely and robustly.
And the rules on this, of course, changed within the last 12 months or so, so it must be very strict now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's new legislation originally coming from the European Union called the General Data Protection Regulation. The census conforms to all those regulations. It's collected indeed under that law and indeed other laws, and we will not and never would supply personal census information to anybody, except those people obviously who are collecting the information in the first place and then aggregating it up to create the statistical information that the others use.
And does your name be on the sheet? Is your name... will the person collating the data see your name?
So we do collect names on the census form. The reason we do that is, would you believe, on occasions some people fill the form out twice, or indeed we want to make sure that people fill it out accurately so they don't put false information down on the form. But once the name is collected and in either on the online system or on the paper questionnaire, we remove that from the actual processing about the producing the statistics. So the statistical information is only really aggregate counts.
And you mentioned the online system. Do you have the choice of doing it online or on paper? Did you mention that?
Yeah. So it's new for 2021. You were able to do the census online in 2011, but we offered a paper questionnaire to everybody. In 2021, it says we're moving towards a digital first census. So basically, I have written to the 20,000 households across the three rehearsal areas, either with a letter with a code to go online. It's an individual unique code for that household, and they can go online and they can use the online system. The vast majority of people will go online, but we have offered paper to those people who want it. Anybody who wants a paper questionnaire, who can't fill it out online, they can go to the telephone number 0800 328 2021 or go to the website and order a paper questionnaire, census.gov.uk/NI.
So October 2019, the month we're in, is the rehearsal. The big one is 2021. And just a final question, is it a legal requirement in 2021 to fill out a census? Could you be fined for not participating?
Yes, you could. There is a legal requirement to undertake the census. You can, for those people who don't take part or don't participate in 2021, you can be a fine of up to £1,000.
It's good to know that. Very important information. And if you're in South and East Belfast, Craigavon or West Fermanagh, do your civic duty. Thanks for speaking to us, David. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
That is David Marshall, Director of Census and Population Stats, which is, of course, a very important job.